Shmuel Aleph Perek Ches. This parak discusses the sins of Shmuel's children and Klal Yisrael's request for a king. And Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi kasher zokin Shmuel, vayisim es benav shoytim in Yisrael. As Shmuel got older, he appointed his kings as judges over Klal Yisrael. Shmuel spent his life traveling throughout Eretz Yisrael, judging all the Yidden. However, now that Shmuel was getting older, Shmuel was unable to travel and appointed his kids as shoftim instead. In Pasuk Beis, Vayhi shem b'no abachar Yoel, v'shem mishnehu Avia, shoftim b'Be'er Sheva. Shmuel's two kids' name were Yoel and Avia, and they judged in Be'er Sheva. Shmuel's kids Yoel and Avia did not follow in their father's ways. They took bribes and were influenced by money. Note, although the Sukkim say that the sons of Shmuel sinned, the Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Vav Amar Aleph, states, whoever thinks the sons of Shmuel sinned are mistaken. Rather, they set up court in Be'er Sheva, causing people to travel and spend more money on scribes and attendants at the court. Although they were not as righteous as their father Shmuel, they were still considered shoftim of Yisrael and great in their own right. The Das Sofer adds, Yoel mentioned here is none other than Yoel Hanavi. Yoel actually did tshuva on a later date and time, thereby rising to his great level. There is always hope for each and every one of us. The Navi now turns its attention to Klal Yisrael asking for a king. All the elders of Yisrael got together and approached Shmuel. It says in Pasuk Hey, Vayomru Elov, Hine az atazakanta ubanecha lohoch ubadrachecha. Now, Shmuel, you're getting older and your kids have not followed in your ways. Ata simulanu melech, appoint us a king, v'shavtenu kechol ha'goyim, that will judge us like all the other nations. Shmuel has, and Pasuk Zion through Pasuk Tes, Shmuel has felt their request for a king was wrong, but nevertheless asked Hashem. Hashem responded to Shmuel to grant Yisrael their request. It's not that Yisrael had rejected you, Hashem continued, but rather Yisrael has rejected me, Hashem. However, Hashem adds, before you grant Yisrael their request, tell Yisrael the consequences of having a king like all the other nations as well. And Pasuk Yud, through Pasuk Yiches, Shmuel now related all the consequences that will befall Yisrael by having a king like all the other nations of the world. Shmuel finished by telling Yisrael, on that day you will call out to Hashem, but Hashem will not answer you. The Mahari Kara explains, until now Yisrael had a shofet, and Hashem was directly involved in saving Yisrael. Now Yisrael was denying Hashem by placing their trust in a king. It was in a sense forcing Hashem to take a back seat. Therefore, Hashem wouldn't answer them when Hashem called out on them, when Yisrael called out to Hashem. And Pasuk Yitesh, through Pasuk Chavbeis, this is the end of the parak, Yisrael refuses to listen to Shmuel and reiterate their desire for a king. Hashem tells Shmuel to listen and crown a king for them. Then Yisrael turned home. In Pasuk Chavbeis, the end of the last Pasuk, it says, Shoma v'kolam v'malach v'lham melech. Hashem tells them, listen to their voice and anoint for them a king. I'd like to add the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chaf Amadez, Yisrael was commanded three mitzvahs upon entering Yisrael. A, to appoint a king. B, to destroy Amalek. And C, build a Beis HaMikdash. Why then was it considered wrong to ask for a king? As we just heard, the pasuk says, "Simu lanu melech l'shavtenu kechol hagoyim." Appoint us a king to be like all the other nations. Yisrael wanted a king to be like every other nation. This was the antithesis of what a melech of Yisrael, a king of Yisrael, was supposed to be. A Jewish king is supposed to be connected, so connected to Hashem, with no personal interest. Just by looking at the melech, looking at the king, a person would automatically know there was a God in this world, as the king was a complete reflection of Hashem's godly light. This is what's known as the Midah of Malchus, the trait of kingship, which is known as the Les Megarme Klum, has no light of its own. Just as just as the moon is a complete reflection of the sun, so too a Jewish melech would receive the light of Hashem and reflect it to the Jewish people. And here in our parak, we see that Yisrael did not want that as their king. They wanted a king like all the other nations had a king. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.